Letters to the Lord's Little Flock. Devotion. March 7, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Regarding the preparation of unleavened bread, during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Thus says the Lord to his servants. You shall partake only of that which is molded by the hands of a believing bride, in each household, doing so with love and great joy, in remembrance of me. For I am he who molded you, and yet molds you still, even as I had unleavened you from the beginning by my sacrifice, remembering you during my passion. Therefore, take and eat of that which I have provided. Do not go round about, nor seek that which is created by the hands of men. Accept no replacements. Rather trust in my ways, and see with greater eyes, rejoicing in every act of devotion. For I am he. Yet for those of you, who have no wife, or dwell with a spouse who remains unwilling, you shall prepare the bread with your own hands, and be set apart, for these 7 days of the feast. Thus concerning spouses who remain rebellious, I say this. Ask of them nothing, nor partake of anything they offer during my holy days. For they have shown themselves unworthy of me. For though you are two of one flesh by marriage, a division in spirit has occurred. And as it is written, whatever you bind on earth, will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth, will be loosed in heaven. Thus in the same way, when a division occurs on earth because of me, so also, is there a division in heaven, says the Lord. For my bride cleaves to me, she honors me and walks in my ways, and remains faithful. Yet any who claim to be my bride, who knowingly commit adultery with the pagan and the heathen, while cleaving to the ways of this world, or the churches of men, dishonor me. Thus between us, a great gulf has formed. And so shall it remain, until the day comes and is fulfilled, when she cries out, saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.